Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show, and it is another Football Friday. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, all sorts of pre-owned inventory. And it's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Excellent service department and sales staff. They can help you with the big projects, the big replacements, the little oil changes, state inspections. They got it all covered for you at Sunbury Motors. And every Friday show, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, water, wine coolers, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And that pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. And of course, when it's maybe a little bit warmer out, I wouldn't suggest it today, but if you can, why not? Six great flavors of slushies as well. And it's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Loaded show on this Football Friday today. We got our man, the Tripper, Brian Tripp, joining us today. Talk a little Penn State hockey and maybe a little football as well. And then we're going to be talking FCS championship game today, football championship game today between Montana State and North Dakota State. Changing it up a little bit. And we'll have a reporter from the Montana area joining us coming up during the show as well. And, of course, the King is back for our picks at the end of the show. Lots of NFL to pick this weekend. Of course, the national championship game on Monday. And speaking of Monday's show, Brad Nessler, our man from SEC on CBS, will be back to join us to preview the game on Monday at 3:35. So, looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Now, a couple quick notes to start things off here. First, on the Penn State front, Dwight Gault, the longtime strength and conditioning coach for Penn State football, announced his retirement today. So a lot of love coming from the football program. James Franklin had a nice quote out there. So Dwight Gault's joined us on the show before, nice friend of the show, and seems like a great guy to be around and good football players to be around. So, but he is done after 38 years of coaching for the Penn State football program. So, again, lots of love today from the program. So he is done after 38 years. And then on the NFL front, Eagles had a ton of COVID-19 lists ease, and Jason Kelce was one of those, and he is now off the COVID list. But we'll see if he still plays along with the rest of the starters, too, for tomorrow night against the Dallas Cowboys. And then the bigger news is for the Steelers, Tyler Huntley's going to start again for Baltimore. So no Lamar Jackson for the Steeler game on Sunday afternoon in Baltimore. And also this just in too, Deontay Johnson is off the COVID list for the Steelers. So you don't have to face Lamar Jackson, and you get your top receiver back from the COVID list. So a lot of good signs for the Steelers today. Obviously, that is basically win and wait and see to get in type of game with Baltimore on Sunday. But you got to win first. So the Steelers are in good shape for that as they get Deontay Johnson back. And now you don't face Lamar Jackson once again. It has been just a complete downfall for the Baltimore Ravens. After starting the year 8-3, they've lost 5 in a row. A good portion of that, why, is because their starting quarterback hasn't been in there. This will be a fourth consecutive week that Lamar Jackson's going to be out with an ankle injury. So the Steelers are in good shape. Of course, they still need help. They need a win, a Colts loss to the Jaguars, and the Chargers-Raiders game cannot end in a tie. And actually, I didn't realize that if that game were to end in a tie, both teams would get in, which is very odd. I've never seen that before, and I think that would sum up the way things are in the NFL right now in a nutshell if that were to happen. And you just wonder how that's going to get played out. But there's a chance that the Raiders can clinch earlier in the day if they get both the Steelers and a Colts loss too. That's mixed in there, so we'll just have to see how it all plays out. And also today, our man Steve Jones is the birthday boy today. Oh, we hope you can join us all in wishing Steve a happy birthday today as soon as he jumps in. Got a lot of love across our social media platforms, so thanks to all.
Is he whining, moaning, and complaining? I want Tony's assessment here.
No, I am wishing you a happy birthday, Steve.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I hope you've had a good day so far.
Yeah, I went out this morning and I got the snowblower and took care of the driveway. Then I went to basketball practice, and when I was done, I got the pregame show with Micah. But it's Jake Pinniger's birthday. Justin Pomar, the trainer for basketball, it's his birthday. Jim Notchman's birthday. And you have not lived in your life, because Micah tells all the players, hey, tell Justin happy birthday. You know, and I'm just sitting there, you know, and I tape the pregame show with Micah, and I'm done, I'm getting ready to leave. And all of a sudden, Miles Dredd looks over, and he says, yo, big dog. I look over, yeah. He says, when's your birthday? I said, today. He goes, I knew I was close. He says, now hold on. And I said, I got to be somebody. I said, you know, I'll wait. Right? You have not lived until Miles Dredd raps happy birthday to you on the floor of the Jordan Center. Right? I'm on the floor of the Jordan Center, right? You know, practice is over. And Mike is falling over, laughing in his chair. So you haven't lived until you've had that moment in your life. But I will say this. For a player, and you know, Miles is in his fourth year here. To remember that, I was just touched by him remembering. They got 1,000 things going on in their life. You know, I'm just the old guy that hangs around and does the games, you know? But
that is very cool.
I was very touched by that. Very touched. And I've had a lot of former players, by the way, get a hold of me today. Former basketball players, former football players. I mean, and, you know, it's been very, the Tom Bradleys, the Trey Bowers, Bill Kenny, OJ McDuffie, you know, I mean, I've had a lot of them along the way.
We had our buddy Reg Walker give you a shout out on Twitter today, which kind of started the whole thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
He did.
How about that? And and then the so I've had a lot today. All right, a lot, which is very nice. You feel very appreciated by people. And, the suit sent something out. You misspelled my name, but that's okay. But
get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I hate the show. I was like, oh, it's only 10 letters. How could you miss? Oh, my goodness. How could you miss? 10 letters. All right. What Jack and I always kid about all the time. It's, you know, when we're signing stuff, I said, we're actually pretty easy. I said, you're 7 letters on 10. I said, kind of take care of it pretty quick when it's like that. All right. You could be a six seed.
That is correct.
You could be a six seed. How about yes. that?
But I've come to this realization, Steve. The Bucks are starting to get healthy now, so I don't know if I want the Eagles to play them anymore.
Yeah.
Listen, I know beggars can't be choosers, but if I had to pick right now, I'd probably have to go either Dallas or the Rams, and most likely it's going to either be the Rams or the Bucks. So hopefully right. it plays out that it's the Rams.
Boy. They're both playing. The Rams are playing better.
They are. And I thought that would be a bad matchup to begin with, and I still think they are, but I think if they catch Matthew Stafford on a bad day and maybe he can throw a pick six or two, that's pretty much the Eagles' only shot of winning.
Yeah. Well, it's a playoff game.
Yeah, you never know.
And great moments are born from great opportunity. So look at it as a great opportunity.
Definitely.
Do I have to be the philosopher in this show all the time? I mean, all the time? I mean, really? It's a big sports weekend here, by the way. Huge sports weekend. You've got, let's see, hockey. The last night, men's volleyball won, by the way, which is cool. Beat BYU in straight sets, so 5-6 in straight. You got wrestling tonight, Maryland. You got men's gymnastics tonight, Army. You have hockey tonight. We'll talk about to Brian Tripp in a few moments about that. In Pagula against Notre Dame. Men's basketball tomorrow, Jordan Center, third-ranked Purdue. The lower bowl is now sold out, and now they are selling tickets in the upper level, which is cool for the one Saturday Big Ten game. Yeah. Then you've got, let's see, hockey again Saturday night with Notre Dame, and then Sunday, Penn State, Indiana Wrestling, and Rec Hall at 2. So it's a big sports weekend here. One quick point about the one Saturday home game of the Big Ten. You get 10 home games. I think when you're scheduling, you've got to take into account not just your TV partners, and you know, which is important because, I mean, look, football and men's basketball are TV shows. Nobody knows that more than I do. I got off a plane at 3:15 in the morning on Sunday and made sure I was in the Jordan Center for a 3:30 afternoon start, and I got off the plane at 3:15 in the morning on yesterday morning, you know, because of TV games. Okay? But you've got to, I think the Big Ten has got to do a better job of understanding for TV, their markets. Because football and men's basketball also bring a component to it that no other sport has in the Big Ten, and that is revenue sharing on attendance. It's an escalator. So, Penn State football, Ohio State football, Michigan football, you know, a number is kicked in, and it's split 14 ways in revenue sharing. It's the same story in men's basketball. It doesn't happen in any other sport. And it's an escalator based on your attendance as to how much you have to kick in on that game. All right? Well, the Big Ten, Saturday afternoon games unequivocally draw better than any other game at Penn State. Wouldn't you, if you're the Big Ten, say, you know what, in that market, let's take Purdue. They're going to play Purdue. If you go to Mackey Arena, you can play Sunday, Wednesday, Monday, Friday, Saturday. Guess what they'll all have in common? 14,123. Every time. Sold out. That's not the story of Penn State. Saturday games are the best draw. wouldn't you like to give Penn State three or four Saturday home games? Now, the other six you can do whatever. You got to play some in the middle of the week, maybe play a Sunday, play a Friday, whatever. But three or four of them instead of one? I mean, just from a conference point of view, let's use some logic here. Because it's a revenue-sharing attendance sport. There's only two of them, football and men's basketball. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 5. Okay? I said 3 or 4. If it's 3, it's 3. You know, that means the other 7 can do what you want. Just a thought. We'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Matt has a series of complaints, but they're mostly about me. On News Radio 1070 WKLK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. This is the day that Dwight Gault, they officially announced his retirement today. I mean, it's something I've known about for, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, whatever, something like that. This is one of the absolutely great pros, great guy. I mean, I have cherished all my conversations with him about, you know, we talking about his children, talking about Jan, talking about the grandchildren, talking about, you know, his job, talking about players, talking about, you know, his how he's changed his philosophy on. His philosophy and how he changed some of his strength training methods over the years. Everything. It's just an absolute privilege to have been around him as often as I've been around him the last 8 years. It just doesn't get any better than Deitch. So, happy retirement. Nobody's earned it more. Now, at some point, obviously, they will announce the person that will step in next. It's a person that's going to do a great job, but this is Deej's day, so we'll talk only about that part. Phenomenal. Great when you're around somebody you just feel like is the best in their business. He's great.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It is Brewers Outlet Day. How about that? Sponsored by good friends at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Weingüller's water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. 6 great flavors of slushies. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory. With a fabulous service department that takes care of everything. Inspections, routine maintenance. And anything difficult. It's really one-stop shopping. It is all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. All right. So let's talk a little hockey here. I mean, I talked to Matt about the Flyers last night, but just, again, I just don't want to depress you.
Well, it's not even that. It's just more of I've had it with sports leagues not being inconsistent, with their COVID protocols. After everything that happened with the Eagles in Washington, the Eagles getting screwed over, but they still took care of business and won. Then we come to last night. Flyers have six guys on the COVID list. The Ducks and the Sharks, I think it was, were postponed because I think it was the Ducks that had five guys on the list. So why are they playing last night? Oh, because of the TV money. And that's all I have to say about that. Because Flyers-Pens was the ESPN Plus game. That's probably the only reason why they played that joke of a game last night.
Well, okay. So let's take from a different point of view. I mean, first of all, it's a business, right? It is a business. So let's take it from a different point of view. When Penn State left spring practice, the starting defensive line was Adisa Isaac, P.J. Mustipher, Derek Tangelo, and Arnold Ebiketie. Well, we know, obviously, that Ebiketie opted out. Tangelo opted out. Mustipher hurt his knee against Iowa. Isaac had the off-season injury. None of the guys played in the bowl game. So two are on opt-outs, okay, but two are on injuries. What's the difference between a team having six guys out on a COVID list or having six guys in the injured list? What's the difference? With six guys in the injured list, you still play the game.
Well, that's fair. It's just if you're going to cancel one.
Of course it's fair. I'm the one that made the comment. No.
of course. All I'm saying is just be consistent. If you have five guys on a COVID list in one situation, you're not going to play the game, then don't play the game when you have six. I don't care if you have $50 million on the game.
Well,
you got to keep going on league-wide. I get it. You have to try to squeeze all these games in. Well, then know what? Then change your protocols. Do something about it. Just don't be inconsistent with it.
Here's the problem with the NHL has a problem with protocols that really almost nobody else has to deal with. Yes, they're the Blue Jays, but baseball isn't even playing right now. Yes, the Raptors play in Toronto, right? But everybody else, the other 29 franchises in the NBA are in the United States. Okay? The other 29 franchises in Major League Baseball are in the United States, and all 32 franchises in the National Football League are in the United States. So they can go with CDC recommendations and their protocols and don't have to deal with what Canada has. The NHL is in a different boat. The protocols in Canada, which is almost a quarter of the league, are different than the United States. So they've got to deal, schedule-wise, they've got to work around a problem that the other leagues don't have to work around. Stunned silence.
I hear you there. All I'm asking for is consistency. That's all.
I just think you got to do the best you can and just play. You know, that's why you've got minor league teams. That's why they've increased the taxi squad on NHL teams. They've done that. Probably should have done that a little sooner. But what are they supposed to do? You got to keep playing. I mean, you got guys healthy enough to play, so you play them. And some of them may be minor league players. Some of the Boston Bruins are Providence Bruins, but, that's why you have the minor league team. That's why you have the taxi squad. You got to be able to use them. That's simple as that. I mean, they're NFL games. I mean, that are being played with guys on the list, and they're using guys off their 53-man to get it done. It does get to a point where you're trying to do everything you can to fulfill your obligation in the league. And there's, and to be honest with you, you've got guys on IR that are hurt, injured. And guess what? There really is no difference between COVID and injury list on player availability. There's no difference. It means neither player is available. Now, the difference is if you're on IR, you're out for an absolute period of time. If you're on the COVID list, you can get out in 5 days. But the bottom line is each list is the same. It means that not available, not available. So in terms of availability, there's no difference in either list. By the way, the commercial we play for Rocky Moselle, name a star. Does it bother you the way it bothers me? Because I asked the suit. I said, hey, you can name, star after somebody special. Right? Yeah, and I thought maybe he'd say, like a coworker like Mertzi, special, right? I said, what'd you do? He said, no, I named it after myself, most special person I could think of. I mean, does it bother you?
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells bother.
It's just, it's B-O-T-H-E-R, bother. I mean, it bothers me. All right, back with, let's bring in Brian Tripp, Hockey Tonight. Tripper, great to have you with us. The outstanding play-by-play voice of Penn State Hockey, Brian Tripp. Hello, sir.
Hello, and I feel honored to be with you on this very monumental and special day.
Why, because Penn State's playing Notre Dame in hockey?
No. I understand it's someone's birthday today.
Oh, I see, yes. You have not lived in life until at the end of practice in the Jordan Center, Miles Dredd serenade you in happy birthday at the end of practice. So yes, I did have that moment today. And Miles, I want to thank Miles for remembering. He remembered. He goes walking up to me and says, when is your birthday? I says, today. He goes, hey. He says, you gotta hang on before you leave. I said, okay, all right. So
you might want to cut me off before I finish this next sentence. You don't look a day over, and I'll just
90. 90. 100. All right. So let's get to the hockey part of it here. And this team, they played Army. I thought that was a really smart move to get that game in. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think coming back from the holiday, it's always good to play before you jump back into Big Ten play. And Notre Dame had the same thing. They played at home against Niagara. But with the circumstances and Maine canceling and just an opportunity to get up there, get a game on the schedule, and then not only play, they bust there the morning of. So it was a day trip, which is rare in college sports these days, as you know. But then playing incredibly well. They looked fast. They had some urgency to their game, scoring two goals pretty early in the first period and then scoring three more in the second. And not only did they play fast, I thought the scoring came from some depth guys, Adam Pilowitz, Dylan Lucas in his first Penn State game tallied a goal, Tyler Gratton, Tyler Paquette, who's had a really nice year with six goals now, that you're seeing that depth scoring starting to emerge for this team here over the last couple of weeks. So I think it was important to not only play the game and shake off the rust, but then to go there against an Army team that you know is going to play. It's a service academy. You know they're going to play hard. Mm-hmm. They're going to play all 60 minutes. And for Penn State to play really well in a tough situation where you have to bust there the day of the game, I thought they handled everything with flying colors. I think it just helps them moving forward.
And I think that was really important because I think you have to get yourself back into some rhythm. Mm-hmm. Out there, and I think that that's exactly what they did. They got themselves into some rhythm out there to at least get back to playing instead of doing it cold. And I think the benefit's going to be to me, Brian, is going to be actually tomorrow. And right, because it's that second game back after a long pause. If you don't practice, that's a crusher for you.
And they were back. They came back Sunday after Christmas and then started practicing again Monday already. So if you had to go from Monday, essentially 2 weeks of just practicing, you can simulate all you want. You can try to simulate game action in practice. And players say that you can put small area games or you can even scrimmage each other in practice, which is great. But there's nothing you can do to really simulate an actual game against another opponent. And I know guys have things they want to work on, but they also want to evaluate how they handle it in a game situation. So I think gearing up for a game on a Saturday, that makes the whole week a little bit more intense leading up to it than if you know these are human beings in the back of your mind that, all right, we don't play now for another 13 days. There's just something about getting a game on the schedule and getting that mindset and that preparation, I think, too, was really, really important for them.
Really important. All right. So let's go goal out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at goaltending, and you've seen some really good ones at Penn State. What do they need to see in the next couple of months in net?
Yeah, I think what they've seen so far from Oscar Audio specifically is that he's a steady presence, he's a calm presence, he's poised in net, and he's a guy that's going to make big saves in big situations, right? That's what you want from your goaltender when your back is against the wall. For instance, in that Army game, late in the game, Army made it a 5-3 game. Well, the next shift, they come right back down the ice and have a couple of quality scoring chances, maybe their best scoring chances of the game even, and Oscar made some huge saves in that stretch. So I think he's risen to that occasion. The one thing, and I think he's been solid all year, the one thing I think that they'd love to see too at some point is for Oscar to go out and steal a game for him. I think that's the next evolution of his game. I think he's been really good, really steady, really reliable. And there's certainly a presence that he has where he affects the guys in front of him because of his maturity, experience, and leadership qualities. But I'd love to see him go out and steal a game for them at some point, too, here. And I think his play is starting to elevate every time out, where he's getting to the point where maybe that will happen.
Yeah. One of those, like, stand-on-your-head performances.
Yep.
That when it's over, everybody goes, whoa, and it buys the offense enough time.
Mm-hmm. We saw a couple of those down the stretch last year, even in games that they didn't win, where you're like, that's the guy who is the best player on the ice tonight. And we've seen that at times this year. But I still think there's, in this conference, you have to find a way to win a game or two. And right now, they're 20th in the pairwise. So, you know, they're not in a bad spot, but you do need to make up a little ground here in the second half. A long way to go. But to do that, you might have to steal a game or two. And sometimes your goalie can be that person to do it.
All right. So, in the big picture for them right now, where do they stand in all this? What kind of record do they need to put together here, in your opinion, to get themselves to the NCAAs?
Man, that's such a tough question because the conference is so good.
Oh, no. The top two teams, Minnesota and Michigan, I mean, are just loaded with NHL draft picks.
Yeah, and there's a big series, and I know it's not a Big Ten series, but there's a really big series this weekend. UMass, which is a top 10 team, and now that we're in January, I think it's fair to start mentioning the pairwise numbers. As we've talked about, it's great in college hockey. You always know exactly where you stand.
Exactly.
No committee. It has nothing to do with it. You know exactly where you stand. Michigan is hosting UMass this weekend in a pair of top 10 teams, and that's at Michigan. If Michigan can take care of that, that will give the Big Ten one last boost there thanks to its non-conference comparisons that it will have. But right now, six teams, and Penn State being the last of those six, are in the top 20 of the pairwise. So every weekend, you're going to have an opportunity. I don't know that you have to do much better than 500, depending on how things play out in other conferences and other games. But even if they could just go... they could go a hair over 500, say, let's see, 14 Big Ten games left. Give me a 7-5-2, or, you know, whatever the math is, 7-5-2 to get there, anything like that, you'd feel like they're definitely going to be in because of who they have to play.
How do you feel about Penn State's special teams? Because that's going to be a swing factor as we go through the next 2 months.
Yeah, that's an area they have to improve on right now. The power play is slumping a little bit. I thought the power play started pretty strong. The PK was really strong in the beginning, but once they hit North Dakota in the Big Ten play, that's really dropped off. They've been really good 5-on-5. They need to find an answer, and whether that's Oscar Audio in goal, making a big save, because sometimes your goalie just has to be your best penalty killer, or as a team, they have to get better on the penalty kill. They're just 64% over their last 53 tries, and it's hurting them right now that they're going up in games 2-0, 3-1, taking a penalty, and every time they take that penalty, it seems like, especially in those situations too, like the worst possible time, that puck ends up in the back of the net, and it just gives an opponent second life. So I think if they could get a little better on the kill, some more consistency on the power play, you know, the inverse of that is, hey, when you have an opportunity to put a team away by adding a power play goal on, you got to do it. They had an opportunity to do that at Wisconsin before the break and were unable to. So I think special teams, they could be better right now, and I know it's something that they're stressed and worked on in practice.
Finally, what are your thoughts on Notre Dame?
Well, they're the same as always, so that means they're going to be really good defensively, have good goaltending.
Yeah.
The thing, Steve, that surprises me with them this year is they've gotten some scoring from players that you didn't expect it from coming into the year, and they actually have a lot of scoring depth this season. So against Notre Dame, the keys are you don't want to play from behind, you don't want to take penalties, and the one thing that Notre Dame's done really well, too, is they've killed penalties, and they actually have four shorthanded goals, and they've only allowed five goals against on the opponent from their power play. So they've been really good situationally. You have to beat these guys 5-on-5. You have to play well. And you have to, when the limited opportunities come, you have to cash in. And when those opportunities come, it'll be because you earned it against them. They don't give you an inch. They don't give you anything.
It's a great weekend of sports here. It's with Notre Dame and Penn State in ice hockey tonight and tomorrow's being a key part of it. Brian, thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Happy birthday, and I look forward to listening to you tomorrow earlier.
Thanks, yes. That's why we did the pregame show this morning, because there is no shoot-around tomorrow. In fact, Purdue's going to shoot in there tonight. So, all right. Hey, thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Brian Tripp. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Zach Kaplan, joining us from Montana in the next half hour. Because Montana State plays North Dakota State tomorrow in the FCS Championship game. King final half hour. And Matt will have something to complain about in the next half hour. Definitely things to complain about in the final half hour. And the suit right now is buying a second star for himself.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Ricky Ricardo says it so well on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Big sports weekend. And, of course, tomorrow will be Penn State and Purdue. In the George Center, Purdue ranked third. I was on a show Wednesday morning out in Chicago, and they asked me about Jaden Ivey of Purdue. And I said, I only have three words to say about Jaden Ivey. National Basketball Association. How much more of a scouting report do you need on a guy? He's a top five pick. He is a top five pick. You know, I didn't even mention the other guys. Williams. Micah Shrewsbury told me last night that he thinks Travion Williams is the best passer he's ever seen, you know, between the NBA, everything, right? That he's just plain seen. Now, obviously, Micah's, you know, post, you know, Magic Johnson, people like that. But in his era, his lifetime, he said Williams is the best passer he's seen. He's a center, not a guard. Zach Kaplan, next half hour.